And now, the Adequate Podcast presents Ask Philo with your host, Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, practitioner of the dark arts from Southeast Texas. Take it away, Philo! Here is Philo Thibodeau Headbecker Kneecap, and this is another one of these here question things, and I got one here from my friend Danica, and Danica says, "Dear Philo," well, thank you, Danica, I appreciate the sentiment. See here, necromancers in general really know how to raise, in quote marks, a family. What does your typical family look like? Well, first of all, Danica, I want to commend you on the clever use of wordplay there and the appropriate use of quotation marks in a slightly ironic use and tone to imply the multiple meanings of the word raise in this context. I don't think the kids out here today get a chance to see that kind of clever wordplay too often, so I'm certainly glad that you wrote me a letter using that there very thing. Now, my own family, I can only really speak to my own family on this one, and honestly, the Headbecker Kneecaps are a fairly normal bunch, at least as far as being in northern Southeast Texas in Atchafalaya, County, and, don't write that down, it's a bad idea. We that's one of the reasons we still haven't found Bobby there, but that's aside from the point. My family is basically, we had what you call your typical nuclear family, but then we got some treatment for it and the radiation levels went down, but it was pretty much me and my mom, my pa, and then we got grandma, who I have to say, and thank you for making a question, there's an extra question on the back of the postcard here, asking after grandma. She's still doing just fine, don't worry about her, and after all, she's very happy with being a revenant as opposed to a zombie, because you'd be startled just how difficult it is to obtain fresh human brains no matter where it is you go to shop online. And on top of that, Amazon.com's delivery rates are just getting positively outrageous out here in the swamp. Of course, that may have something to do with the fact that we kind of ran through a few delivery people because of various reasons, which I'm under an injunction not to discuss until the court case. But anyway, you know, it's just me and my mom, my pa, and my grandma, who's actually doing quite well at this point. She's taking up knitting again, and every time I'm able to make sure that I'm outside of stabbing range, she can actually crank out a sweater in a surprisingly short period of time. Not needing to sleep or eat certainly seems to benefit that. And then we got the cousins, because, you know, it's that kind of family. We just got a lot of cousins. I think I talked about Cooter and Bartholomew and Cousin Clem, who's, by the way, Clem is doing just fine. I got some rather concerned notes about Cousin Clem, and don't worry about him. Honestly, he's doing just fine. The dyslexia thing is still a bit of an issue, but it's only resulted in him having one cloven foot and one regular foot. And it happened fairly early in when he was in high school, and we figured that was going to be, you know, his ticket to the big time because of the sports thing. But unfortunately, what it turned out is that the cloven hoof foot, get the words right correctly there, Philo, is just a little bit shorter than the other one, the regular human foot. And because of the way that the bones are put together and stuff like that, there's this little kink out. Where in a human ankle, that's just more or less a right angle turn. Well, this one, it's more like a 45 degree and a 45 degree and a 45 degree, like they were trying to cut a road around a tree they just could not be bothered to chop down. And that does make one leg a little shorter than the other, and if he starts, sets off at a brisk trot, he can actually run pretty dang fast, but because of the difference in the legs, he has a tendency to list slightly to the left, which isn't all that difficult for, like, you know, track and field, but you gotta keep, he's gotta really compensate a lot. I mean, you can see him out there running the track, and you really just want, like, you know, you gotta try to keep him from slowly spiraling inward to the middle of the field. You gotta be like, lean right, Clem, lean right, and he just, He'll just truck along until he finally just kind of like augers himself in, and then he starts crying, and nobody likes that. So we have to take him out and get him another dip cone at the Dairy Queen, because the Dairy Queen dip cones will solve him a numerous number of difficulties there. Yeah, we did try to do some compensation on that. I mean, let's be honest about it. Everybody has some shortcomings they have to overcome. And with Clem, we tried, first of all, putting one of them little furniture casters on there, you know, just so that he could kind of maybe just kind of like drag it along next to him. And that didn't work real well, because he'd keep picking up the other foot and just sits right on his face there or on his backside. Actually, you know, with a cloven foot, we thought he might do real well as a place kicker. Yeah, but it really didn't work out that well, especially because he's basically having to face behind. He's a turn around and kick, because the cloven hoof kind of kicks backwards better than it kicks forward. And even then, it's like you're trying to punt a frozen ham with a pool cue. There's just an accuracy issue. But anyway, I digress there. So we tried with using the furniture caster, and that didn't go too well. And we tried a roller skate, and that worked a little bit better. But you got to put an amazing number of socks on a cloven hoof to get it to fit into a regular your old roller skate. I don't even want to talk about the rollerblade situation, because once Clem got his hernia fixed and his voice went back to normal, we decided we would just leave that as be. We did have some success with a skateboard, which is pretty useful in most of your paved environments, but there's a startling paucity of paved environments out by where he lives. And we finally tried a pogo stick, which was startlingly effective. He could chew up the territory like nobody's business. Right up to the point where, well, you know, he wound up kind of interacting with them there pesky power lines that come into play once again. The bane of your average red necromancer, especially out here in northern southeast Texas. And, well, I mean, once his hair finally kind of grew back, and he's doing all right now. He's fairly happy with his life. He just doesn't do a lot of running around and stuff. That's... What was the question again?
Thank you, Philo. This has been Ask Philo with Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, practitioner of the dark arts in Southeast Texas. Got a question for Philo? Send it to pod@theadequate.com. That's P-O-D @theadequate.com. Ask Philo is a production of The Adequate Company, and anyone who takes it seriously deserves to.